The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly joins us again for the tech takeover. Jess, what is on the agenda this week?
Something a little bit different to what we normally do, but that ties into what Ciara was just talking about there, and that is healthcare. Enhancing access to healthcare, enhancing how it's delivered, and ultimately enhancing patient outcomes. A big part of this, obviously, because the reason I'm talking about it, involves technology. I went out to Beaumont Hospital twice over the last few weeks, once today, once last week, where robots are now part of their daily operations in every sense of the word.
When I was a kid, it was the Fiat Ritmo that was made by robots, and everyone thought this was amazing. But now they're actually a huge part of operations.
A huge part of the operation, particularly in Beaumont. They have invested heavily in this technology over the last number of years, not only in the robots for surgeries, but also their 5 million euro digital hybrid theatre, which is the first of its kind in Ireland and in Europe. I went out, as I said, and I met with Brian Clancy, who's the principal clinical engineer at Beaumont Hospital, and he explained where exactly these robots are being used.
So we have five robots now in Beaumont, so we're the surgical robotic centre of the country. So we use the robots for neuro procedures, for DBS, patients that have Parkinson's and epilepsy. We use the Da Vinci robots now for general surgery, urology surgery, prostatectomies. We use them in gynae surgery, nephrectomy. You just seen a kidney removal there a few minutes ago. And these robots are having a massive effect on patient outcomes. So the recovery time's a lot quicker. So for the nephrectomy you've seen there, the recovery time for that patient would have been 6 days. Now it's down to 2 days. With prostatectomies, rather than being a couple of weeks, fully recovered, going back to work, I think it used to be 6 weeks. Now you're talking a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's having a massive benefit to the patient. And obviously, the patient's time up in the ward is less. There's less blood loss, less risk of infection. That invariably means that we can treat more patients because they're not up in a bed. And obviously that can lead to financial gains as well. And also we just got a brand new robot now as well, a cochlear implant robot that only went live a couple of weeks ago. And again, that again is increasing patient safety because it's delivering that extra accuracy. I had an interesting sort of anecdotal conversation with one of our nurses last week. We have pain pumps. And I was wondering why we're not using as many pumps anymore. I thought there was a problem. And when we were looking at it, the patients don't have as much pain anymore because they're having robotic surgery. So actually, we never envisaged that, or we never envisaged that having a beneficial effect on the equipment. Mm-hmm. So just that little small change now, we don't need as many PCA pumps, patient controlled anesthesia pumps. And that means we don't use as many drugs. And that means the patient is in less pain. So we never foresee that. That's just a benefit that that's just demonstrated itself in the past couple of weeks.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really technical question.
Go for it. I'm ready.
What do the robots look like?
I'm so glad you asked, because I had this notion in my head that they would be like C-3PO, you know, standing there doing the bits and pieces. That's not the case at all. If you can picture a robotic arm, essentially. Right. Some of them have four arms, some of them have one arm. Brian mentioned there that I was in a surgical theatre earlier today. So I witnessed a nephrectomy being done with these robots. So a patient was having a kidney removed. The surgeon sat in the corner of the theatre in a console. So they were looking into a console. They could see inside the patient. They put their hands on what looked like, for all intents and purposes, a gaming controller. And they weren't actually standing next to or on over the patient. They were sat over in the corner of the room. There were nurses and medical staff around the patient. There was the normal things that you would expect, like the anesthesiologist monitoring very closely what was going on. But the surgeon is at a remove, and the nurses and others who are in the theatre are looking at a monitor that shows the inside of the patient, because there is a camera inside the patient, and it gives the surgeons incredible precision. It also allows the surgeries to be completed with a very small incision, as you heard Brian mention there. Yeah. This means there's less chance of infection and so on. I met with Arnie Hill as well, who's the professor of surgery at RCSI within Beaumont, and he showed me one of the robots and explained how it's transforming the way he works.
Okay, well, this here is a single port robot. It's the only one in Ireland and the UK, and we use it specifically for doing breast cancer surgery. So through a 2.5 centimeter incision, we are able to take out the entire breast and reconstruct a breast with the woman's tummy. So it's an amazing piece of technology. It allows us to do things that we really couldn't conceive of a number of years ago. It's the dexterity it provides, the innovation that when you go inside the skin, you can essentially move out your elbows to give you greater maneuverability within the, and allow you to do more surgically. There's a camera on it and there's three arms. And the power of what those three arms can do in terms of maneuverability and flexibility is phenomenal. And for us, we've adopted this to breast cancer surgery, where we're able to, if you like, from the inside out, take the breast out, leaving the skin, leave the nipple area complex. And what we're finding at the moment is that women not only preserve their skin and their nipples, so it looks like normal. This is a small incision just laterally. It looks like you have your own breast. But we're finding that sensation is preserved in a significant number, so it really feels like a normal breast. And then the bonus is they actually have a tummy tuck, and that actually is how we reconstruct the breast. Now, we're very lucky. We've got phenomenal plastic surgeons here. We have a team of them who specialize in this, anastomosing the tummy into a very small vessel underneath the arm. So it's a real change in our practice. For something that used to be a dreadful mutilation operation, yeah, it's now something where you can actually make the patient feel better.
It is genuinely extraordinary.
It's fascinating.
It is incredible. And the team out in Beaumont, I met so many. They were so generous with their time. And as I said, I walked into all of the 12 theatres within Beaumont. I got to witness how they were working. And all of the professors and surgeons that I met were so enthusiastic about this because the patient outcome is better. So that surgery that you heard Professor Hill outlining there, that's all done through the one incision. I was in another surgery today. I was in a neurosurgery and I got to go into the hybrid theatre.
The hybrid theatre, I'm guessing that doesn't mean the surgeons can work from home, does it?
It does not. No, not yet. But the idea with this is this was a purpose-built space and it was designed with the robots in mind. The reason that's important is Beaumont was built in 1986. So that's a long time ago now. Yeah. This technology wasn't even a dream in somebody's brain at that stage. This theatre, the hybrid theatre, has been built around the robots, as I say. It's a much wider space. The neurosurgery I saw today, it was phenomenal. So not only were the robots going to enable the surgeon to do the surgery, as we heard outlined there, but they also then have space to bring in different machines that can carry out MRIs or angiograms or x-rays in the one space. Now, if you're a doctor, and here obviously you're much more informed in this, but previously, if somebody was having a surgery done and they needed to get, whether it was an x-ray or an MRI done to see if it was successful, they'd have to stitch the patient back up, close them up, move them to a different part of the hospital, have those tests carried out, wait for the results, get the results, and then if the patient needed, bring them back in for another surgery. This is minimizing the impact on the patient. It is phenomenal. And it really does show, like, I know sometimes people laugh at the technology and it's just phones and tablets. This is transformational, and the efficiencies in terms of time for the hospital, time for the surgeon, but ultimately patient recovery, getting a patient back up and running out of a hospital 4 days ahead of what was done previously is remarkable. So the work that's going on at Beaumont is just remarkable.
Okay, remarkable report as well. Jess Kelly, thank you indeed for that News Talks tech correspondent there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.